Well, depending on your view of history, the holiday of Thanksgiving is either a commemoration of an event that changed North America for the better or for the worse. But the idea of Thanksgiving itself, of reaching across the table, of being thankful for the good things that have happened throughout the year, and particularly around harvest time, actually has a very important scientific basis in making us all feel better. It's going on inside of us, mentally, physically, and here to talk about research, interesting research into the scientific, biological basis of Thanksgiving itself is Jeffrey Froh, an assistant professor of psychology at Hofstra University. Jeffrey is in the studio with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Professor, Thanksgiving is something that feels good every year because you're with family and you're eating food that you remember. That's really not what your research focuses on. It focuses on this idea of being grateful as a continuing sort of behavior and the benefits that accrue if you do that. How do you design an experiment to measure that sort of thing?
Well, the one particular study that we did was we had students count blessings, which is essentially focusing on the things that they're thankful or grateful for. And we had them journal that daily for 2 weeks.
Journal it. Actually write it down.
Actually write it down. You know, I'm thankful for my mother. I'm thankful for my father. Things of that sort. They did that for 2 weeks daily, and then we followed them up 3 weeks later to see the benefits. And we found that students who counted blessings reported feeling more optimistic, more satisfied with their lives, more school satisfaction, and actually the trend for being more satisfied with school not only occurred immediately after the experiment, but actually lasted up till 3 weeks later.
And what are the percentages? I mean, how radically different did the two groups report their different feelings?
The effect sizes that we would refer to it as were small to medium, which is typical for personality and social psychology research.
Any sort of specific physiological impacts?
We didn't measure that, but we did notice that there were trends to suggest that students who counted blessings were less likely to report headaches, stomach aches, pains in the body, things of that sort.
There's a broad literature emerging in science and psychology that is attempting to measure the benefits of certain consistent behaviors like, for instance, praying at night, being thankful for this and that. And there are some pretty surprising findings, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's beyond feeling good and beyond happiness. You know, even with our adolescent research, we found that grateful kids tend to, again, report less physical complaints. But also in the adult literature, really pioneered by Dr. Bob Emmons and Mike McCullough, they found that grateful people, again, who counted blessings, were more likely to exercise, more likely to report better sleep, less likely to report these physical complaints. There's even some research done where looking at when you have a sense of appreciation, your heart rhythms are actually more coherent and smooth, which, of course, is healthy.
And is this a cause and effect kind of thing where being grateful produces these effects, or is being grateful an indicator that you, in broad terms, behave more healthily on a lot of different levels?
Well, at this point, because there have been numerous experiments that have been done, we are able to kind of draw that causal link because people were randomly assigned to these conditions. So it does seem like gratitude does indeed cause some of these benefits, but at this point, there are only 9 intervention studies looking at gratitude, so more of the evidence suggests that there's a relationship between gratitude, well-being, relational strengthening, and things of that sort.
What's the most surprising result that you've seen in the sense that, you know, maybe feeling good about oneself, you know, morally is going to produce some sort of physiological benefits, but specifically oriented towards being grateful, recognizing positive things that come to you?
I think the first thing that comes to my mind isn't so much surprising, but I think it's interesting, especially given the times, you know, of our society right now. But grateful people are definitely a lot more less materialistic than ungrateful people. And not only has that been found in adults, but again, we're finding that in children as well.
Well, that'll be very convenient for these times.
Exactly.
Particularly for this holiday
spirit.
So in an economic downturn, we're all in for some major health benefits of gratitude, assuming we can focus our energies properly.
Right, exactly. And the name of the game is focus is being thankful for what you have, not necessarily focusing on the things that you don't have. That's the bottom line.
You know, people describe in hindsight the Depression generation as being more healthy and more sort of focused on what really matters. And, of course, they might not remember those times in the same way. They might go, it was miserable. I was glad to get out of it. Part of your research is suggesting that adversity and dealing with situations that cause you to be thankful does have a health benefit that maybe accrues much, much later in life.
Sure. Well, in his latest book, Thanks, How the New Science of Gratitude Can Make You Happier by Dr. Emmons, he actually suggests that in one of the 10 ways to become more thankful, it's in the trying times when you really need to focus on it, not so much when things are going so well. And they have done some pretty good studies in adults where they've looked at people pre and post 9/11, and only second to compassion, gratitude is actually the most highly reported emotion following that.
And the emotion can be generated by doing very simple things: journaling, simply saying prayers, simply acknowledging on a daily basis a sense of gratitude.
Right, exactly. If you think about it, it's really only a couple seconds, a couple minutes a day that some of these studies are suggesting, which is pretty impressive considering that we have all these other factors going on, such as personality factors, genetic factors.
Well, it's certainly something to think about today. Jeffrey Froh, thank you. Jeffrey Froh is an assistant professor of psychology exploring the science of Thanksgiving and the benefits for all of us mentally and physically. He's a professor at the Hofstra University.